hear him say, then he says, reach before she, at the bottom, mitari tu la bolon dafke, ni la khuite, mitari tu mishis rakshine, ze dala shi, shi ba kha shi ni la kha shi khola, ho khola zikat ni sima rishin, ba ha ni ma kini la, ni tu shi de zu, shi bi ga shi me, ni khola tu ni la, ki mei shi ni la, ni ben ich was ni la before, ve ni rakhi, shi tai mi shi rakshin bi ni ma kha ni la, on tu shi ni tu be hetta, abo ze shi khola bi su ma shi. So he rejects Rashi Shite. And he says the same thing at the end of the previous paragraph. But at the beginning of the paragraph, he says, the Apple Pishin Aesop Shinil before Yiv on Echo Forest, Hosom Mishin the Havid Shas Chuit said the Choran Yisya. Abo Ze, Shalo Hoyo Shom, Rechol Olov Ikar Yisya Chalitze. Shehim Yiv Yisya Zike Kum, why? Because he wasn't existing. He wasn't born yet at the time of the Chalitze. So he emphasizes at the beginning, the fact that he wasn't living yet, he wasn't born yet at the time of the Chalitze. And then he starts to emphasize the fact that he wasn't born yet at the time of the Jewish. So what is it? So he says to himself. So obviously the Miri is trying to dispose of two separate problems. We are confronted here, we are faced here with two questions. One question is the Erev of Ishesochim Shelo Yevelon. So in other words, the Torah was not Matir, an Ishesach, be Mokim Mitzvah, Ligabe Ishesochim Shelo Yevelon. The Torah was only Matir, the Ishesach of Hoyo Yevelon. The Torah was not Matir, the Yisrael Ishesach of Shelo Yevelon. That's one problem. Levi is Hoyo Yevelon. He's Hoyo Yevelon. Levi. So that's one problem. Then there is another problem. It seems that Kishlokish holds now, in regard to that question, that as to whether Nefilin, Zika for one moment is Mafkia the Yisrael Shesach for good, that the Rashi said, established, or that Nefilin is only matter the Yisrael suspends the Yisrael Shesach temporarily for the duration of the Zika, and the moment the Zika is Boka, so it's an end to the suspension of the Yisrael Shesach, and the Yisrael Shesach is revived. So it seems, with Luke, when one takes a cursory glance over the previous Miris, that the Miri is Chilik HaDrash B'Din, completely. And the Miri holds that Nefilah only suspends temporarily the Yisrael Shesach for the duration of the Zike. And the moment the Zike is Boka, so there is an end to the suspension and it's revived. The Yisrael Shesach is revived. That's how it appears, because the Miri and the Magia, you know who the Magia is? So the Magia assumes like that, and it is Mashma like that. Page 51, the second column. Hachilitz reventei the chotar hachilitz atzma v'kitsho. Ktush of taste in both, we forget. Shafal kishacholos lo nifkom nisachivim. V'nisha. V'nisha, Yisrael Shesach Shaloi B'moki Mitzvah, V'nisha, Sha'af Al Pishah Chol Atzlo, V'nifki O Mitzvah Sivu, V'nisha Yisrael Shesach Shaloi B'moki Mitzvah, Lo Yichozro Lo Ligamra Lidini Shesach Lo Yisrael Bikores, Kalo B'lav, Sha'akosu V'tzir Mecho HaKores Lamido B'lav, Shenema Asher Lo Yivne Mekim Shaloi B'lav. So he says, V'nisha Yisrael Shesach Shaloi B'moki Mitzvah. So we see that even vis-a-vis the Chilitz and the Chalutze, there is still a Yisrael Shesach. But there is a special girl, Sakosa, there is no cost. That's how it's mashma. But from this Miri, it's mashma that the Miri agrees, basically, with the Chidesh of the Rashba, in Hutrov, in Eskov, in Hutrov, in Hutrov, that Nefile is Matkia, the Yisrael Shesach, for example, for good. But there is a special aloche, that Chalitze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach. Not that when there is Chalitze, so there is an end to the Zike, so the name of the Yisrael Shesach is revived. Because the Yisrael Shesach was never Huta, was never Poka. It was only suspended temporarily for the duration of the Zike. This is how the Magia assumes in the Miri, but this is not a sheet of the Miri. The Miri agrees with the Lomdes of the Rashi, that Nefilei is Matkia, the Yisrael Shesach, Leilom Void, for good. And in the case of Hutro and Eskov, because of Hutro, the Miri will agree with every word that Rashi says. But the Miri Shite is that Chalitze, I mean that reinstitutes. How it according to Rish Lakish. How it according to Rish Lakish and even according to Rabbeinu. We'll see, at that point there is a machlokes between the Miri and Rashi. But according to Miri, so the Zerasak the Lav, the Zerasakosu for Vashal Yivne, Chiru Shalipono, Shubba Yivne, that is Zerasakosu, that Chlitze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach. It reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach. Why should Chlitze reinstitute the Yisrael Shesach? When the Nefilah was Mavkiya the Yisrael Shesach, why should Chlitze reinstitute the Yisrael Shesach? That's the Zerasakosu, no Kashi. That's the Shita of the Miri. So the Mele, so even when the Midrashit appears that not only Rish Lakish who holds that Esther Chalitza, so all the Achim are Mechuyev Kores and Chalut. So not only according to him does Chalitza have the effect of reinstituting the Yisrael Shesach, but even according to Rabbi Yechanan, and the same thing even in regard to the Chalitza and the Chalutza, so everybody agrees there is no Kores. So there is still an Yisrael Shesach, and the Yivne is not in your love. It's not in your love. It's the love. It's the same love of Yisrael. But vis-a-vis the Chilitz and the Chalutze, so there is a Gratakosu, there is a special nituk from Kores to love. There is no Kores, but it's not in your love. Even vis-a-vis the Chilitz and the Chalutze, being according to Rish Lakish, being according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, there is no difference between Chalutze or any other Dachim or so. But it's an Yisrael of Yisrael, and that Yisrael of Yisrael is reinstituted. Bein according to Rabbi Yechanan, bein according to Rish Lakish, by the Chalutim. So the Mele, since the Nefile was Mavkiya the Yisrael of Yisrael, and then the Yisrael of Yisrael was not revived, but reinstituted. You see, revived can be used when something was never gone, and it was only suspended. So then, when there's an end to the suspension, so it's revived. If we say, that the Magia and the Miri assumes that the Miri is Chilik and Rashi Bondes in Hutro and Esro and Chotro and Hutro, and the Miri holds that the Zike never Mavkiya the Yisrael Shesach, never Mavkiya the Shesach. It only suspends the Yisrael Shesach temporarily for the duration of the Zike. So then when one is Chilik, so there is an end to the suspension, so then there is the Zike is Poka, the Zike is Poka, there is an end to the suspension of the Yisrael Shesach. So the Mele, the Yisrael Shesach is revived. But the Mele does agree with the Lomdes of the Rashbo, that the Nefile is Matia, the Yisrael Shesach, for good. And even when the Ziki is Poka, like say in the case of Hutro and Esro, the Chosro and Hutro, so then the Yisrael Shesach is not revived. So she's Muteres. But when there is Chalitze, there is a special Gratakosu, that Chalitze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach. Chalitze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach. So the Mele, according to Rish Lakish, it reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach in its full vigor, with chorus and everything. But only in respect vis-a-vis the Chilitz and the Chalitze, it reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach, but is nothing from chorus, and only love. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, so bein in regard to the Chilitz and Chalitze, bein in regard to the Achim and the Tzores, it reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach, but it's nothing from chorus. So the Miri here discusses two questions. Where, let's say, Shimon was Chilitz, where Shimon was Chilitz, Roy. And then he was Mikadishva. And then Levi was Nelal. And then Shimon died, and he has no children. So there is Chilitz. Why is the Chalitza? Because there is no love. There is Chalitza. He cannot be the Yavim because it's Al-Khim, whatever it is. But there is Chalitza. There is it between Rochel and Levi. But we are faced with two problems. First of all, there is a problem inasmuch as he was Chalitza already to Rochel, as Shimon was Chalitza at one time to Rochel. So that Chalitza had the effect of reinstituting the Yisrael Shesach, Ligabi everybody. And even Ligabi the Chilitz himself, but Ligabi the Chilitz himself there is no chorus, but Ligabi Shorachim, so it should have had the effect of reinstituting the Yisrael Shesach with full vigor, with chorus too. So Memele, she should be Asuro, on the score of the Yisrael Shesach that was reinstituted by the Chalitze. So how can How can she be nefarious to Levi? How can she be tzedukah to Levi? She should be asura on Levi. Because on the score of the Israel of Ishesach that was reinstituted by the Chalitze, they should be called. So he says, as far as the Israel Ishesach that is reinstituted by Chalitze is concerned, so Chalitze can only reinstitute the Israel Ishesach regarding those who exist Be'ilom at the time of Chalitze. But those who are born after Chalitze, how can the Chalitze reinstitute the Israel Ishesach regarding someone who doesn't exist as yet? And then when it does come into existence, there is no Chalitze, the Chalitze is all gone. So the Yisrael, the Chalitze, can reinstitute the Yisrael Ishesach with all its vigor, according to Rish Lakish, only vis-a-vis those who are in existence at the time of the Chalitze. But vis-a-vis Levi, who was not in existence at the time of the Chalitze, so the Chalitze could not reinstitute the Yisrael Ishesach of Korah. This is what he says. Hosom Mishum Dahame Bishas Chalitze, Vichol Aleyem Yisrael, אבל זה של הויו שם, ויכול לרוב, איקה ניסח ליצה, שאין לי בייסזי ככלום. So and if that had been the only problem that we faced, so then the Miri wouldn't require that Levi should be Nilat after Kushit. But, so then it would be enough if Levi would be Nilat after Chalitze. But we are facing another problem. Besides the problem of the Yisrael Ishesach Li, that possibly could have been instituted by the Chalitze, and we say, no, it wasn't reinstituted by the Chalitze, because Levi wasn't in existence time of Chalitze. But we have another problem. Another problem. The Yisrael Ishesach that emanates from the Ishesach Yisroya Milomei. After all, Levi Ligabi Levi, she's an Ishesach Yisroya Milomei. Reuven never had 1 minute of common existence in the same world. So the Mele, so there shouldn't be Chalitze by Levi on account of the Yisrael Ishesach emanating from Ishesach Yisroya Milomei. So, Epshidin says that by giving back in Milad, there is no elbow of Ishesach Yisroya Milomei. Whatever you want to see, there is no elbow. So the Mele, in order to be graded with giving back in Milad, he has to be Milad, Le'ach HaKedush. So as far as the problem emanating from the Chalitze is concerned, so it would have been enough if Levi had been Milad, Ach HaChalitze. But as far as the problem that emanates from the fact that Ishesach Yisroya Milomei is concerned, so in order to dispose of that problem, so Levi has to be Neilat, not merely after Chalitze, but also after Kedush. And you see, I mean that it merely says that. So he says, V'yafal pi shemeshim shenil dukvo, yeish bo mesvom kores, because the Yisrael Ishesach is reinstituted vis-a-vis all the other, within its full vigor with kores. Yisrael Ishesach, of course, is reinstituted vis-a-vis the other brothers, so it should be reinstituted vis-a-vis Levi too. Hotso mishim da'ad v'shas chalitze, v'chol alei misa. So chalitze can reinstitute an Yisrael Ishesach with kores, vis-a-vis those who exist v'shas chalitze. Abo zeh shalo hoyo shom, v'chol alo v'ikan Yisrael chalitze, she'im oi beis ezike klub. But then we have another problem. But how can Levi be chalit? She is an elbow on Levi, she should be considered an elbow on Levi, on account of the Ishesach of Shalaya Bilomei. So he says, no, since he wasn't in existence at the time of the Chalitze and at the time of the Gdushin, so the Mele is like Yim HaKenila. But here, in order to be equated with Yim HaKenila, the way we explained last time, because in the case of Yim HaKenila, on account of the principle of the Nisa Halalisa, so when it's Yim HaKenila, so when Levi is Nela, so she's already an Isha Shimon. So the Mele, the Isha of Ishesach of Uvein cannot be hal upon the Isha of the Ishesach of Shimon, even though it's the Vasachat. But the only reason is why Vasachat we don't say in Isha Halisa, because of Machodis. But here it's Machayach to say Machodis. Here it's Machayach to say Machodis, because there is preference for the Isha, for the present Ishesach of Shimon to be hal, as against the past Ishesach of Uvein to be hal. But when Shimon dies, then there is an opportunity for the Isaiah of Ishesach of Ruvain to be Chal. So we apply the longness of Shlishi Mikiach Sheini Ubo, that inasmuch as the Yibn by the Shlishi, in a certain sense, is an extension, is a Hemshach, an extension of the Ishes of Shimen, of the Sheini, so mainly it precludes, it prevents the Isaiah Ishesach of Ruvain from being Chal. But by Nilak and Yibn, so then the Isaiah of Ishesach of Ruvain was already Chal. So Shlishi Mikiach Sheini Ubo is not sufficient, is not capable of being a maskiya anisa that's already have. So the Mele, in order that there shouldn't be the East Elvo of his Rosh Lomei, in order to be equated to Sim HaKenilat, he must be Nilat HaKadush. So in order to dispose of the problem of Chalitze, of the Yisrael Shisach, reinstituted by Chalitze, it is enough that he was Nilat as a Chalitze. In order to dispose of the problem of the Yisrael of his Rosh Lomei, so he has to be Nilat HaKadush. And then he says, V'hoadim, im omad, echod min ha-yeludi, ach ha-chlitze, v'kitcho she'inu klum, v'kitcho she'inu klum, domo l'ashkecha mekudeshet, ha-reil bekonesh mitzad eshe zohem shloi v'lomei. He doesn't say mitzad chlitze, but mitzad eshe zohem shloi v'lomei. I mean, it's obviously the pshat, the right pshat in the mirror. Now, but we see, now, Rashi also agrees, mainly with the longest in the mirror. But then we are faced with the steering Rashi. Rashi says here, Hayuludi. So Rashi says, now, so first, let's look at the first Rashi. The first Rashi. The third line, Uchirab Shimon, from the top, a few dollars from the dollar. The third line from the top. Uchab Shimon Doma, even with his name, the Muhammad was in the Lishis, when never lays his arms like the woman. You can't get a feel the Oshol now. The eye. Hoy Uch Shenilach Mokichose. So he emphasizes the fact that he was Nilach. Not merely Lachachlitze Shimon, but Lachachdushe Shimon. Yeah. And then again, he says, Ayuli, Dibramas Ayuli, Shenilud Lachachdushe Sose. But we eat Sera Alaya Bichwitzos. Bichwitzos. The Ozike Kamaise. The Ozike Kamaise, the Ramye Kamaye. Liyivume. So he says, Dozike kamaisel ramye kamay liyivume. So why does Rashi say that there is no kores, ishisach of kores? Because there was no zike. Now from that point of view, there was no zike. So even if he's nilat lachachlitze, before Dushin, there was no zike. I mean, everybody will like, must agree that if there is zichlitze, there is no zike. So there is a steering Rashi. First he says, because after Chalitze, there is no Zike. So why does he say, Nil Dachadushu, so let him say Nil Dachalitze? The answer is, he's operating with two problems. He has to dispose of two problems. One problem is the problem created by the reinstitution of the Eshesach of Kores by Chalitze. So the fact that he was Nilad after Chalitze, in itself, disposes of that problem. There is no Zike. But then there's another problem of the elf of Yisrael Shloi Belome. So, only if he's there like a Hadush, so Rashi Shiti is also a Yimir. She knew the Hadush is of every Yisrael Ebo Chosei. Do Zike Kamai Yisrael Ram Kamai Yibume. Umish Mish Yisrael Shloi Belome. Ve Mitzrei Kerab Shimen. Do Ma Yibu Mitzrei Kerab Shimen. Meilad. Shai. Alright. So he agrees with the Mir. But then, last time, I mentioned that Rashi had a few double days. Ki the Kaime Kaime. Be Yisrael Shesach. Ki the Kaime Kaime. Be Yisrael Shesach. So I pointed out, I was retiring from the question of Rashi in regard to the question as to whether Loyibne is a new love, a new Yisrael, but there is no Yisrael Shesach altogether, as the Ramban said, it's a new love being a love. Or it's the same Loyibne, it's only declaratory of the Yisrael, of the Yisrael Shesach. So I was retiring from the Rashi when he explains Rishlokis, Rishlei creates Rishlokis, So there is Kores, so he says what? Vis-a-vis the other brothers. The implication being vis-a-vis the Chileis. And the Chalutze, there is no Yisrael Shesach. Because if Rashi Shite had been that there is no Yisrael, that there is no Yisrael of Yisrael. So why does he say Kim Kaimi Kaimi Bisa Shesach? He should say Kim Kaimi Kaimi Bisa Kores. Rashi says Kim Kaimi Kaimi Bisa Shesach. So Gabi whom is there Yisrael Shesach? Gabi whom is there Yisrael Shesach? There is an Yisrael Shesach only Gabi the brothers. But Gabi the Chilis and the Chalutze, there is no Yisrael Shesach. So if not for the Rashi and the Afi Dalet, which indicates that Rashi agrees with the Miri, so then we could say, that Rashi, really agrees with the Shinsaraj. Rashi really agrees with the Shinsaraj. That, in other words, that, that only according to Ish Lakish, so there is an Nisar Shesach, because there is Svaras too. But, Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no Nisar Shesach, because Nifile is Mashkiach in Nisar Shesach, regardless. But, the other Achim, according to Ish Lakish, so of course there is an Nisar Shesach, so, everybody agrees that there is an Nisar Shesach, the Rashi holds. But here, Rashi seems to agree with the Shit of the Nili, that Ashalunivne, he reinstitutes the Nisar Shesach, so that means that even Ligabe, and according to Nili, so even Ligabe the Chiris and the Chalutze, there is an Nisar Shesach. Only thing is, Ligabe the Chiris and the Chalutze, there is no Kores, Ligabe Shorachim, and Ligabe the Tzore, there is Kores. For the same Nisar of Shesach, so why does Rashi say Ligabe the Achim in contrast to the Chiris and the Chalutze, to the Kaim and Kaim, there is an Nisar Shesach? The implication being that Ligabe the Chiris and the Chalutze, there is no Nisar Shesach. But there is a Lav, so it's a new Lav. So there seems to be here, so we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Miri Slovis, Ligabe the Shorachim, but not Ligabe the Chiris HaChalutz. Because Rashi holds, and Rashi is very reasonable, on the contrary, the Miri involves the Big Achilles. But Rashi Shita means that the fact that there is no Kores that shows there is no Nisar Shesach. It's not Mistaber that the Torah asked here Nisar Shesach, but without thoughts at all. We know one kind of Yisrael Shesach. We don't know another kind of Yisrael Shesach. Yisrael Shesach has courts. So Menele, since there is a Zerasakosufa in Nituk, Ashavanivne, there is no chorus. So that Zerasakosufa implies not only there is no chorus. The Yisrael Shesach is not reinstituted. But it's another Yisrael. So the Miri, so in regard to the other Achim, Rashi and the Miri agree that the Chalutze has the effect of reinstituting the Yisrael Shesach with Kores. But in regard to the Chalutze, so the Miri says, even in regard to the Chalutze, so the Chalutze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach, which was already Poka, so it is reinstituted the Chalutze, but without Kores, regarding the Chalutze. And Rashi Shita is, no, regarding Shorachim, so the Chalutze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shesach, regarding the Chalutze, there is no Yisrael Shesach, because the Torah says, only the Yivne, no Kores, so that means there is no Yisrael Shesach. But what kind of Nisar is it? It's a new Lav. Okay.
Now we have to be more. It's my Habual Yivomo. Who bore Echo the Achina of the Rosso. We give a Rabach and Rabini. Chado ma Bikores, and Chado ma Bies. Mando ma Bikores, Kirish Lokish, and Mando ma Bies, Kirish Rabbi. Now we have two Yosoi. Yosov Rashi Bies. So, where is in regard to Achilles the inventor? So, the Machlokes between Rabbi and Ish Lakish is on the question as to whether there is Kores or just Lav. So, at least Lav there is. So, here, either it's Kores or there is just an S. But the thesis here is, here to be Lav. Now, what Rashi's here say is, Chadom of the Kores, Chadom of the Yese. Which Yese? Mandom of the Yese, the Yese. By Yisecho du Beine, the Yvein of the Yese Gotti. Bilav Abo, Michlau, Yese, Yese. Now, so the Rishayni raised a question, faces as another question, but I mean the other Rishayni points out there is something very strange in Rashi's Pshat. If it is deduced from the Posse, of Bayis Echot, now that is mentioned in the form of Lav. The Nishir Inventor, the Ewa Bain Askeni, the Chotan Ali, Mal Ragway, the Yorko, the Fono, the Yonso, the Yonko, Kocho, Yosel, the Isha, Shal, the Yivne, the Bisa. We have an essay here, we have a Lav here. So how can we learn how to Lav Abom Echoles? Now the Ramban also has the Girse of Rashi. But the Rambam, instead of explaining that Essen is by Zechot Beine Vin Beine Shtei Bati, so the Rambam says, Yivomo Yobi Oleo, Oleo Vilul Chavata, Kocha Vilul Yisho. So Oleo Vilul Chavata. so that he understands, so it's a mess. But my Sechot Beine, so that is deduced from the Pasik, Asher Lo Yivne, as Beisochet. Asher Lo Yivne Beisochet, so here we have a lot, we don't have an essay. Now the Ritva mentions that Kashi, and he says it's inconceivable that Kashi should make himself oblivious of such a difficulty. So he says that in this passage we deduce a nisares. Oh, Pirush Rashi, the high essay. Heinem Nechziv Asher Yivnes Beisoch. Yashinu Mechilte by Yisechot Beine, the Yubeis God. Bahadu Eilav Abo Mechores. Come. Vihik Shera Metah. Yohol Gube Vikho Lavo, Kibin Shal Hiyo. Kibin Shal Yibono Shul Vihikne. So, and it's in the form of Elav. It's in the form of Elav. So, how can we deduce an Yisarese from Asher Yivnes Beisoch? Asher Yivnes Beisoch. Kibin Shal Hiyo, Reiche Dai Nino. My not the name of Abu Khales, the Xi, the Kochel Risho, the Yibne Bisoki Mavu Midrash. This is about the Kushi Devil, Vuitamo, Hichnelmo Min Amu Ragot. So, let's see the Rosh Narambam. Hakim is Perikawet Mechassim Mechlita Lohi Dei. Hakim is a Sivente Ines Chotso Yisrael Olof Vial Shorach Vimbo. Hu, o Yechot Meachim, Al Tzoroso, Hari Zeiv Abese, Shigenem, Shenema, Yivomo Yipaskos Lai. Rabbi Yechanen, Shenema, Yivomo Yom Yoleo, Vilo Yoleo Val Tzoroso. Vilav Abom Chores Hasei, that's a Rambam Shigen. But, so the Rambam doesn't mention the Posseik of Baisechot, but Oleo, Vilo Yal Tzoroso. But according to Rashi, so it's very strange. So then he says, "Vizuma de kushideu, tam hich nelmo meina amoy rabodu Rashi zechin lebrocher shalagin uta." I mean, it's inconceivable that Rashi should make himself oblivious of such a difficulty. I mean, how can we learn out an nisrasei from a loisasei? Ach nirali dimashpelu shakotu vomach kocho yosol ish kidei shol yivneu ikes dei sochi shehoyu yivneis. ומבייסוכיב שהויו לליבנייס דרשינון בייסכו דויו לליבנייס ולוי בייס בוט. What does he say? So he should have said that Rashi means like the Rambam, but he couldn't say that Rashi means like the Rambam because Rashi doesn't mention the posik. The posik of Yivomo Yovi Olelo Olelo Letzros Olelo Chavot. Rashi mentions bייסכו. So in other words, so the Ritvo does in the Teretz. He mentions the posik of Kocho Yosel Ish. Kocho Yosel Ish. Asher Yivnes Bisochi. So, we learn out from the Yivnes Bisochi, Umit Bisochi, Shehoyu Lelivnes, Dar Shinon, Bayis Echo de Lelivnes, Lelivnes, Lelivnes. But again, it's Havre Kusher Yuchte. But it's in the form of a love. Not in the form of an essay. So, the Pshat in the Ritva probably is based upon the distinction between a lav and the slira. The Rambam has many clothing. What mitzvah sasei, what Mrs. Luis sasei, can be included in the Mi'an mitzvahs, and what Mrs. sasei and Mrs. Luis sasei cannot be included in the Mi'an mitzvahs. So, one of the clothing is that the slira cannot be included in the Mi'an lav. Only azorets, not slira. Sometimes you have the same form of loy, but it's not a lav, it's not azoret, it's a slira. Now, let's say, in regard to this, so there is a machlokes v'sheni. It's according to some v'sheni, it is a lav. So according to the Rambam, the Halachadilis mentions it in the Mi'an Alav. The Rambam does not mention it in the Mi'an Alav. Why? Because Lanarali Sassadovol is not an Azor. It is really, in other words, the Naran Rosh Hashim Sabeines is not Chayav Esmiz. This is what the Torah says, Lanarali Sassadovol. According to Alachadilis, so it is Azor, and Alachadilis also agrees that the Shlila cannot be counted in the Minyan Alav. Now, my father once told me an interesting story. that when he was a young boy and he learned Yume, so yes, Rav Chaim Mikashe, how is it there is a pasuk in Achilles? לא יהיה די ימי, בידי הלכה בבקדש הצייסי, וכי לבעד יובד בייסי, ובעד כל קהל ישראל. ובעד כל קהל ישראל. So my father, when a young boy, he asked that question. How is it that the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Lina Lab? Klaab, that no one is allowed to be in the Kiddush HaKadoshi, when the King Godel enters a Yom HaKippur in the Kiddush HaKadoshi to be marked the Seyres. So it should be mentioned, the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Lina Lab. So Rav Chaim says, it's a very strong question, he doesn't have anything. And then, so my father was a young boy, so since his father said it's a very strong kashi, so he worked on it. And then he said that he thinks he has a tarot. He says he thinks he has a tarot. He said, in other words, that the Rambam probably holds that the Cholodim, the Rambam has, that cloud, that his really is not to be included in the Minyan Alam. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the Pasuk of Cholodim, that it's not in Azor. There is no Azor. There is no Azore that one is not allowed to be. But it's a halacha in the hechsher of the Kteiras. In other words, in order that the Kteiras should be kosher, so then no one has to be there. And if someone is there, if there is any other person in the Kiddush HaKadosh, at the time when the King Godel is marked for the Kteiras and Yom Kippurim, so the Aktoras HaKteiras is possible. So it is Lilith. In other words, it is Lilith. And then, my father said, he mentioned the Rav Chaim, he said that he thinks he has a right because the Yerushalmi, it's a Gemara in Yume too, it's a Gemara in Yume. So Shimon HaTzadik mentions that when he walked out of the Kiddush HaKadosh in Yitzhak, so there was. So every time, every year, it's Zokum Lovish Levoni. And then, but last year, when he died, so it's Zokum Lovish Chayim. So when Shimon HaTzadik walked out, so he said, Bishol Zu Anileis. Because this time, so I saw a Zokum Lovish. So the Yerushalmi asks, the Gemara is mentioned in Bavla too, but the Yerushalmi is the Kashi. The Yerushalmi is the Kashi. How could it be? It's mentioned the Cholodim Le'ir Ve'yom Meir. That was a Malach. So the Yerushalmi assumed that it was a Malach. So the Yerushalmi is the Kashi. The Cholodim Le'ir Ve'yom Meir. So then the Targat is that the Mare Anvue, so it was the Shechina itself. But the Yerushalmi is the Kashi. The Yerushalmi assumed that it was a Malach. So how can it be? It's the Cholodim Le'ir Ve'yom Meir. So it's a Raya, so my father said, that's a Raya that it is Lila, it's not a Nisa. If it is Lila, so Malach can also be called Odom, Mupnei Odom. So, Mimele, so the Kteiras is possible. But if it's not Zora, the Torah was not given to Malachim. The Torah was given to, for Jews, not to Malachim. So Rav Chaim said, that the Teretz is a wonderful Teretz, but the Raya is not a Raya. Because it could be that in Achanam and Malachim are not Musa. And all the Tiriyah Torah, but maybe on this Tiru, Malachim are Musa. My father told me the story, he was a very young boy at that time. So, it's an interesting story. Anyway, so that is based upon the principle that the Rambam mentions that only Azores can be included in the Mi'an Alam. But Aslil is not. The question is, sometimes we find the Machlokes Rashanim where there is a certain posse which is formulated in the form of Loi, whether it's Aslil or it's Azores, like Lanarli Sasidoma. So there is a machlokes rishonim of that. But if something is a shlila, so mainly it cannot be mentioned in the Minhag. Now, so apparently what the Ritva means is this. The judicial mikra, you see, truth that we learn out from this pasuk of Kocho Yosef Isha Shalom Yivnes Beisofi. So we learn out Azoret, which are a drash. So we learn out Azoret, Tim Shalipono Shulam Yivne. But the judicial mikra is not Tim Shalipono Shulam Yivne. The notion is only quite is that this is the Amish wine. The uns of young one of his wife is so embarrassed that she spits before up, that the vomit speaks in before up of the oven. This is too embarrassing, and as a sanction that against him for not trying to build up the base of it. So that's the Kiddush HaMikra. The Kiddush HaMikra is not Kiddush HaBarash HaLivim. That's a drash. It's not the Kiddush HaMikra. It's not the Kiddush HaMikra. As a matter of fact, I mean, I wanted to discuss it last time, and then I forgot to discuss it. Now the Rambam says, we got a... Oh, so now look in place. So first he says, Hakenis is inventing this for Sorichel, all about your Achim. Vimbo, who, Yahoo, Machin, Alsaroso, Harry David Messi, she never the woman of your love, or love, real love, Alsaroso, the other woman, I say. וכן החילק הוא איבנטי, נסו החוץ או היא בכל צריסאו, על החילק ועל שור האחי. וכולם עשו לסעלי ימידי וסייפכם כשניץ. So the question is, but the Gemara says, so it's only מדרבונות. And this is what the Nisikalim say, that it's only מדרבונות. The whole reason that one of the Achim is not allowed to marry, he passes like a Bechner. But all the other Rishenim say, call it a Bechner and there is no Kores. But it's a lot, they realize, but they call it a Rambam. So all the Nisikalim say, that there is only a Nisab Rabbonon. So it's a smach. Kivish Rabbonon, Shuv Rehivne. So it's only a smach. Now, so the question is, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, so who says that the Dushin is not given to Chayyab Ram, so then you know the Rabbi Yechanan that there is no current. If one of the Achim is Mikadish the Chalutze, so the Dushin is not given, if it's only a smach, then Rabbonon. So I mentioned the Pirush HaMishneh. So apparently, so it's a smach from that Pirush HaMishneh, that Rabbi Yechanan holds, now the Pirush HaMishneh in Perek HaGamliel, after the second Mishnah here. V'yom ro'in ha'chachlis ha'klum, yeh ro'yeh ha'mayma b'chlisotem. So if he makes a mayma, after the chlitze, so it's not effective. V'yom nom zeu da'at Rabakive, v'svir le'im tushin teisim b'chlisotem. V'fi'i she'chashen ne'achlam, Chodo Elvo Moishe Hoiso Kedem Misasof. So we have to say that the Shittes Rambam is that why does Rambam, the Gemara says that this Mishneh that says, even though the Mishneh doesn't mention the name of Rabbi Akiva, but that Mishneh that says Ein Maimar HaChachlitze Klum, that Maimar HaChachlitze is Matefes, so it's a certain Tanis. Which Tanis, the Gemara says, it's Rabbi Akiva. It certainly represents the view of a certain Tanis. Whose view could it represent? Rabbi Akiva. So that means the reason Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Maimar HaChachlitze Klum. So obviously, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not an Asmachte. It's not an Asmachte, but that's only Rabbi Akiva holds it's not an Asmachte. But the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, they say that it is an Asmachte. But Rabbi Akiva holds it's not an Asmachte. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva holds it's not an Asmachte? Because the Mishneh, Tana in the Mishneh, Gerik HaGamliel says in Maimar HaChachlitze Klum, that Maimar is not a face of the Chachlitze, the Mishneh is not a face of the Chachlitze. So, and that is Rabbi Akiva. So the Maimar, that means that he holds it's not an Asmachte, it's Rosh HaGmure. And Rabbi Akiva Rishito say that Chayyab Ram is Dushin is not a face, so the Maimar is Maimar HaChachlitze Klum. Yet, but still, that answers the Kashi from the Gemore, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Dushin is not a face of the Chachlitze. But there is another Kashi against the Gemore, because the Gemore says, ודמך אין לסייפה אום הדרך בן האחי וקיצ'ו אין לו אולף כלום ואי חיו ולאב מינו אמה אין לו אולף כלום זה גמור שצי ואי דרבון אני אמה אין לו כלום ואי גמור שצי חיו ולאב ואי גמור שצי חיו ולאב well that קשה they don't answer but of course the Russian is a little strange the Rambam says לכל מהסור הזה הוא יפסיק עם כשניאס so but perhaps the Rambam is also made it that there is a misadraiser if someone is marries his own chalutze, or the brothers marry the chalutze. There is a misal chalutze, because we darshan from the posse, asher yivne b'sof l'ochi, kibu shalei bono shul l'yivne. But Moches there is. And when the Rambam says, it is the Moshul. Like, first of all, the Vaseiferim can have reference to a misal chalutze that is not mentioned before the Feirish in the Torah. So that's the Rambam calls Kibushi Kefet, midi Vaseiferim. So in other words, so the Vaseiferim sometimes means a real Rabbanon, and sometimes, let's say like in a Hanukkah, and then
to the sacred Izo can also have reference to Elisa the Isaac that is deduced from the Midrash HaKilon Rashi's then. It's not mentioned in the Gershon at all. So maybe when the Rambam says that it's Midrash HaSeichrin, it doesn't mean Midrash HaSeichrin like the Rambam. Why do they say like Shnias? So it means that there is Max Marcus, because the Rambam says in the beginning of the Chasishes that if one marries one of the Shnias, so there is Max Marcus. So when he says Midrash HaSeichrin, he doesn't mean Manash in the Brayen. He means it's in the Isaac. But there is no Malchus. Why is it a Malchus? But it's deduced from the Posik, which is in the form of Rav. The answer is the Pshute shall be called. The truth is only called this posik is that it is ruin. It is ruin. Not like when Ali Sasadoko, I call it a man of shame. So the Torah says, the Yorka before of the Omsa, the Omro, why this embarrassment for him? Why this sanction against him? Kocho Yosel Yisha shall leave him as they saw it. So it's not the law. This is an English for not building. So that means we learn out. So here, at Avurcha, it's mentioned that an obligation is incumbent upon him. Since the Torah says that the spirit, body, vomit, in the presence of the Yom, is a penalty, it's a sanction against him for not doing his obligation, for not building the house of his mother, the home of his mother, so doesn't that imply that there is an obligation incumbent upon him to build the home of his mother? But we cannot say it's allowed, because this is with a judicial mikro, so it's mentioned, it's expressed in the form of Israel, like when Aro is at the Torah. The Aro does not deserve any punishment. She's an anush. So here too, she deserves this penalty of the Yorker before her. Why? Because he did not do his obligation of building up his brother's home. Probably it's not allowed. Because the Torah doesn't, the judicial mikro doesn't say you're not allowed to build the house after you make Chris. That's not the judicial mikro. There's the drash. But the judicial mikro, according to the judicial mikro, it's a swear. Like about not only Sasha Double. But that Slile, the formulation of the Slile, implies that there is an obligation incumbent upon him, that there was an obligation incumbent upon him to build up the home of his father by marrying the Yvonne, And that's why he deserves this embarrassment, this penalty, of the Yorker before him. So Mimele, since whenever you deduce that there was a certain avera, that there was a certain obligation incumbent upon him, so that's like an essay, it's not a lazy essay. But because of the drosher of a kibush al ribono shuv leivne, so it's an azor also. But that is not a racist and foolish because. So maybe Malka is the reason. There's the reason why the Rambam says that it's like shlias. In other words, it's not a misram foolish material. And like shlias means no Malkas, but just makas malus. So makas malus there is. That's why he mentioned this muscle of this. So why does the Rambam have to say like Shnias to tell us that there is Makas Maldus? Why does the Rambam have to say like Shnias? There is Makas Maldus because there is a Nisa that I say. Malkus there isn't, because Malkus there can be only a Nisa, a love on the foolish Batol. But a love that is not the foolish Batol, there is no Malkus. There's the Rambam Shite of the Mesefrim. So it's not just the name of the Mesefrim, it's not the matter of semantics. I mean, the Rambam calls all the Rises that are not the foolish Batol of the Mesefrim because of the being there in the and the category of the Isis that are not implicit in Kiddush HaMikro, but which are implicit, which are deduced to the Midrash HaKilon Rashi's then. So this Isha of Kiddush HaRibono Shel Olam Yivne, that's the Isha that is called the Mesefrim, like Rishiketa Enfan, and like the Isha of the Dean of being Mesis, the Chelon HaKedesh, the Arabin Kiter. So we say, Mutaf Shishik, like in the Zidin, something that refers, but we don't say, like Chotishio. So if someone takes a Shwe to eat the Chotishio, so it's not a Shwesho. So here too, if someone will take a Shwe that he will marry the Chalutze, so it's not a Shwesho. Just to have a Shwe to eat the Chotishio. So it's a different kind of a right. So in Meila there is no Malkus. No Malkus. But why not? But Max Malkus there is. So when the Rambam say, there is Max Malkus, why does the Rambam say, is it a safe way like she is? If he wants to tell us that there is Makas Maldus, let him say he's Chai Makas Maldus because the Zidon is right. The answer is, the Shittas Rambam is, in Lechet Yisur Ebir. אני לא מתאר, כאלה פנוח את ישראל, זה יהיה הלוח אחר. הבור הלך עד מחיות אליו ובמדי. הוא לא יהיה כזה, ואם בשגע יפתור המקום. והבור הלך עד מהשני עד במדי, רק אלו יצמח עצמר ובמדי. So the Rambam Shittin is that if one marries one of the Shnei, so then there is Makasmal. Abol Abbo Alachat, so one to say, if Shnei is which is only the Rabbo, so there is Makasmal, so Chayov Yeseh certainly, Makasmal, but the Rambam Shittin is not like that. Abol Abbo Alachat, Chayov Yeseh, ain't no Eke. V'imiko is the best Makasmal, to Harkit Na'aveva or Shintra. So the Magnus brings out, only if there is a Tere HaShov, it's best to feel that there is a Tere HaShov, to meet out Makasmal to someone who marries Chayov Yeseh. So then, Benjamin is discretion. He has the right to meet out Makas Mardus to one who marries the Chayyavet. The question is, if there is always Makas Mardus for one who marries Shniyei, so why shouldn't there always be Makas Mardus for one who marries Chayyavet? I mean, that's Shniyei is only Rabbanon, but that's in conformity to the Shinas HaRambam. The Shinas HaRambam is maybe the Ahad of Shniyei Machel, but the Shinas HaRambam definitely is that there is no general rule that whenever one is either Nisar Rabbanon, Makasmardus is only for Avedas de Rabbanon that with Rabbanon they come under a certain heading, but for the right of which there is Malkes or Kores or Mr. Bezen, so then if there is Mr. Rabbanon, then there is Makasmardus. What is that? If somebody is Mechal Shabbos, or Mr. Loches, or Tafoyet, or Kores Atoye, with an Edim, so it's Chayim Sira. And without Edim and without Atoye, so it's Chayim Kores. Suppose if Mechal Shabbos and Shvuz, instead of carrying Daladamis and Shusarabi, he carries Daladamis and Kamalis, or he's making Kamalis, so then there is no Skila, there is no Kohen. It's only Mr. Rabbanon, but there is Makas Mardus. So why is there Makas Mardus? Because Mr. Rabbanon is a Nisa Meluach. So in Soyuni Kamalis, Mr. Rabbanon comes under the heading of the Meluach of Itzoy. The rights of Itzoy, what is there for the rights of Itzoy? Skila and Kohen. But, so there are the Rabbanons of Itzoy. There are the Rabbanons of Itzoy. Let's say if somebody is saying he takes him a Novim, so it's in Lochet Raite. If somebody is Seichet Argus, so it's only Lochet Rabbanon. But with Rabbanon, if you are Seichet, and the other player is, so it comes under the Lochet of Frite of Nefari, like Frite Seichet Rabbanon with Raite. So when is the Machet Mardus, if it is not forever the Rabbanon is the Machet Mardus? Even for the Raite, there is no Machet Mardus. In Surah Ese, there is no Machet Mardus. But, so how could there be Machet Mardus forever the Rabbanon, but certainly the Rabbanon? Who is the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, that with Rabbanon, they come under a heading. The derisa of which there is mise or chorus or malki, or even if someone is either a shvus and yont. So for the derisa of the left, and loha, so the derisa and yont, there is malki, so then a shvus and yont, so there is makas mardus. Masheinke, the rabbonon, like eating the bread, is not a line, so there is no makas mardus. The Rambam says, if someone eats sarayim v'cholov, so it's high makas mardus. Why? Because for the derisa of sarayim v'cholov, there is malki. And that has relevance with that in Sulaim as well. So, with the Raisi, one's what we're using, they were aware of Kores or Mouse. But with Rabbanon, if let's say he eats Sarim, the Cholok is also what we're using Rabbanon. But suppose someone eats the way of Jerusalem, it's not what we're using Rabbanon. Because that's an independent in Rabbanon. But when he eats Sarim, the Cholok, so it comes, with Rabbanon, it comes under the category of which is there, what of the Cholok. What kind of an Amish is there for what of the Cholok with Raisi, Sarim, the Cholok? So, Mouse. So Sarim Yecholom, there is no Derai, there is Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon, it comes under an Isher, for which there is Malki. So then it's Potleide. So in Melee, Shnias, there is Makas Mardus. Because even for Isur Yese, the Simitri is a daily, so there is no Makas Mardus. Why? Because Shnias, with Rabbanon, they are like hell. So just as we have Ahoyis, with Raise, Inei and Bitei, so we have Ahoyis, with Rabbanon, that's Shnias. That's Shnias. So the Mele, for Aroyis, there is Kores and Malkes for Nisarelvo. So the Mele, for Shnias, which with Rabbanon, they come under the heading of Arayis. So the Mele, there is Makas Mardus. So there is Mashenki, so there is Nisarayis. So the reason is why the Rambam has to mention that if one marries his own Chavutin, or one of his brothers marries a Chavutin, so then it could be a safe thing, not that it's Osham Rabbanon. The Gemara says Chayimah, but it's Nisarayis, but it's not a Nisar on the foolish potato. So the Mele, there shouldn't be. Why is Rambam to say Kishniyeh, that is Chayim Makismat Kishniyeh, to tell us that Midi Rabbonon, it's like an Isra Elbo, like an Isra of Ishisach. So Midi Rabbonon, it comes under the heading of the Elbo of Ishisach. But Midi Rai says the Rambam passes like Rishlokish, there is no Isra of Ishisach. Midi Rai says there is no Isra of Ishisach. There is an Isra, there is an Isra of Ishisach, but the Isra of Ishisach isn't some Isra of Ishisach. auf Kim Shalmon Shal Yivne, but with Rabbanon, it's not Stamen Yisya. With Rabbanon, it's like an Yisya of a Chayet. So Meile, so it comes under the heading, under the category of Yisya, for the rise of which there is Kores and Mautet. So Meile, for the Rabbanon, with Rabbanon, he is Chayet Maksman. And that's the reason why the Rambam says, Shnit. Anyway, so, and Rambam Shiti is, that's where he started. Even according to Rabbi Kibbe, so why does Rambam have to say the Pirush HaMishnah goes from the Rambam? Then Rabbi Kibbe is critical of Rabbanon, and he says that there is a real Isha, and he says, Rambam says, that it's an Isha Rishisach. So because according to Rabbi Kibbe, now the Rosh of Rambam Pirush HaMishnah is, לפי שכנחלץ, חוזרו אלבו כמו שאוריתו כדי כן לדחת. But it doesn't mean חוזרו אלבו דרך זכי וכוי. Because כמו אפס, זה קורא את רבי קיבה, so this is not even, because רבי קיבה holds it without קורא, this is not even. So that indicates that there is no קורא. But it means, number one, that whereas according to the Rabbonon of רבי קיבה, so it's a new Isha. And it's a, and not an Isha on the foolish potato. So according to רבי קיבה, the fifth Rosh Hashanah, Shogoyivne tells us that the Isha Rishisach is applied, but without Kore. In other words, what some Rishayim say, our limit is done. The Rishayim would say that there is an Isha, that there is an Isha Rishisach, the Mir Isha, that even vis-a-vis his own Chalutze, so there is an Isha Rishisach, there is no Kore. Everybody agrees that there is no Kore. But the Rav of Shogoyivne is declaratory of the Isha Rishisach. So the Rambam says that our limit is done. I mean, there's an Isha Rishisach without Kore. So if there is no Kore, so the Dushin shouldn't take it. But Rav Shmuel Shitose, Rav Shmuel Shitose, that Hayorav with Dushin Shatim, Mashen Kine Kore to the Rabbonon. And Mashen Kine Kore to the Rabbonon that it's a new Isha, and it's not an Isha Rampu in the Teiro, it's not an Isha Rishisach, and there is no Malkev. So even if we accept Rav Akiva's other Shite, the Dushin is not here to Hayorav, so that's only Hayorav that I'm to Rosh in the Teiro, but the Hayorav that is not used. From Droshes to Yiddish Atriel and Reshet Ben, so Rabbi Kibbe will also be made in the Dushin statement. Because we have in Machlokes a sophisticated law in Mizugay, as to whether, according to Rabbi Kibbe, the Dushin statement is Chayav Yeter or not. So that means that according to one, so Dushin is not a case of Chayav Rabbi, but Chayav Yeter, Dushin statement. So we see it's a special Terzakosu of Chayav Rabbi. So if it's a special Terzakosu of Chayav Rabbi, so it's not in general Terzakosu, in all Israel Reise. The Dushin is not taken. Just the Hayyavalam. So it only applies to Hayyavalam that are with Rosh in the Teo, but not Hayyavalam that are not with Rosh in the Teo. And even according to Mandorma, the Sheva of that even that even Hayyavaya Ese, even Hayyavaya Ese. So the Dushin is not taken to Ude, the Rabakive. So it's only Hayyavaya Ese because they can be set on the Fuhr in the Teo. But the Isha of Kim Shoribono Shuga Yivne, which is, there is no mountain for it, because it's not, it's an Isha, it's an Isha that is called the essential of the Rambam. So the Mele, that kind of Isha, so if Rabbi Kiva would be made there, the Dushin is made there, except that Rabbi Kiva holds that the Droshe, that Kim Shoribono Shuga Yivne is really the expressing of the Isha of Ishisach, and the Isha of Ishisach is certainly before his Mateo. But if Rabbi Kiva didn't hold that it's the clerical of the Isha of Ishisach, then Rabbi Kiva would be made there, the Dushin is made. So Mele, we can answer the Kashi and the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that if Kishmias and the Rambam Gemara says, Vi Hayav Lavninu, Amai Lolo Skrum? Because it is Hayav Lav. But there is no mountain because it's not in some way there. Anyway, so it's not in some way there. Why isn't it in the Teo? Because the Pshudish on Mikro is not expressive of a Lav. The Pshudish on Mikro is expressive of a Shrile. What is Shrile? This penalty, this sanction, is being applied to the Yom, because he didn't do his obligation. Kocho Yosef Yisha Shohid Ezei Zohi. He didn't fulfill his obligation. What is the obligation? To be paid Ezei Zohi. So Memele, that means to be paid Ezei, we learn how. From this, and this Ezei, by Ezecho to Beine, 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 Shriva. This is what there is for me. Now. So this, Vinire. Oh no. אחיר על ידי משמע הוא שהכוס הוא בעניין, כוח היו עושה לביש, כדי שלא יבנה לידי סוחי שאוי לו לבני, ולבי סוחי שאוי לו לבני, דר שינון, בא יצח אותו לו לבני, ולא יבנה. אוף, נא. So, בלי גבור רבך ורבינה, תורה שזה, מן דאומה בעסק רביכן, דאומה ראי הוא שלחות את האחים קודם, וכי איך הדיון, זה יעבד צורת בעסק, לאחים נא מעבד עסק, ומאן דאמר ביקורת, so du di day, so that's a chicken. Get, ומאן דאמר ביקורת, זה כמסוקי, דאמר להפשני חודי נחם, קובית, תלכה, who do you call it? So as far as the chilek in soak is concerned, so the chilek, we got me the chalutze, certainly, is only the asset. Even the shlok is you'll be made it. Aber achim, kini kaime, kaime, wie soll ich es sagen? So, Rashi Tzion says, Tesis points out, has to be, habo al yivomo, ubo echod min achim al sorosom. Not habo al yivomo, ubo huo echod min achim al sorosom. Because if the kill say would be, habo al yivomo, ubo huo echod min achim al sorosom. So then it would imply that according to the Shlokish, even when ubo huo al sorosom. So there is going. And Rashi says in some of the words, no. Because as far as the Chilitz himself is concerned, so that's only a miserese of Baisach of the Beine, 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 Shtebati. But it's only regarding the Achim. So according to Shlokish, the Achim are Chalitz Koref on the Torah, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Achim are only Yosef Abiyah. And Gemara says that it's only the same Achweket, the Achweket between Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, regarding Achim Pilas. Now, let's start with this, that Rashi should be in, like the Rashi. That the Tfilah itself is Matkiah, the Yisrael Shisach, even according to Rish Lokish, it's Matkiah, the Yisrael Shisach for good. But how is Rish Lokish saying that Achil Tzvi Vente, so the Achil Machayim on the Chutz HaKoret, but there was Tfilah for the Achil. There was Tfilah for the Achil. So the answer is, because we are entirely coming with Mirishite, and Rashi, hopefully with Mirishite, but answer certainly only in respect to Rabbi Yechanan, so he's really, so in respect to the Chalit himself, we got it clearly. So, but, it's not an Achim, according to the Shokish, so Rashi agrees with the Mirishite. In other words, the day of Hanan, then the Mirishite is much easier, so it's a sacred God. But then, the Chalit means to do this right now. The Chalitze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shazam. Now, that's the Pshat we said in the Shokish, how we are going to Rashi. Now, in the Gemara says, that the Machleitem between Hatachem and Rabbina is totally the same Machleitem as Machleitem between the Shokish and Rabbina. So let's say Hatachem, assuming the Hatachem is the one that's God. So he agrees that the Shokish is a Chil Tzilante. And Rabbina says, why? No! The Yisrael Shisach was spoke up as a result of the Nefilah, but it's reinstituted by the Machlokes Chalitze. So, and here the Gemara equates the Machlokes between Chavachem and Rabbina with the Machlokes. So we have to say, according to Rashi, that here it's also reinstituted according to Chavachem. So in other words, that true that the Nefilah was Matkia the Yisrael Shisach, still Chavachem says, Rabachet says that Habo al Yivomo, Ubo Yachod Min Achin, Al Toroso, so he's Chayef Kores. How is he Chayef Kores? But there was an Nefilah. The answer is, there was an Nefilah, and that was Batkir Yisrael Shisach. But just as the Chlitze reinstitutes the Yisrael Shisach, so the Yiv also reinstitutes the Yisrael Shisach. That's what we have to say. Alright. Now, the Chadom HaBeis, came there as a Kuntres. Upir the Kuntres, Mishim Darshinon, Ba'izach HaDubayim. Bein Ebein Eshtebot. Yilav Abom Echal Esai. Because, given this, Kholi Gufet. Shol Yav Meshteyen, Minolon Da'asi Kholi Natkei Michlal Kores Elav. Now, when he says Michlal Kores Elav, now he's referring to Rashi. So here, according to Rashi, it's not Elav. It's a Nisar Esai. But Nisar Esai is called Lav Abom Echal Esai. So it takes it says, Minolon Da'asi Kholi Natkei Michlal Kores Elav Abom Echal Esai. And that is based on the Shitose. Because they said, Daf Yudam is based. that we can only have a mituk because a lav if it's muf, if it's a perfect. Teisa says the kashe, it's the posik of Ashoyim Bisochrim is not mufne, because we learn out from that posik that he cannot be chilitz lechode or yam lechode. So Teisa gives some swan on a day of that, and even according to swan margaret, but maskon of Gemara, we don't have to resort to it. But if in this Maskonel Gemara, we also learn out from Ashur Yivne, the Alocheo, that he cannot be Chilitz, Lichode, or Yav Lichode, so then we couldn't learn out this din of Nituk. So in other words, okay, so Shita is that we can have a Nituk only in Kores Lilav, so if it's a purpose. So he says, Vikoshe, Kim Vizrachko, Likufe,
שלא ליד משתיים, מנול און דעשי קרול נעצי מחוקות. ואים הרב נתן, בגלל סינון חד המדולה, וכן פירש רך, וכשאיב מאחס, כה יעצור ולאיב, וקרינה ביצור, כיבית שלו יבונו שוב ליבנה, אויסו. וכן לאחר, ויקיים עלו אלו בלה. So the same word that applies to a chalutze, why? Because by being chaylet, so he refused to be beine, by being chaylet. So when he's miyadim, so vis-a-vis the sivone, he certainly was a beine. But his brothers were not beine, because they weren't miyadim. And vis-a-vis the tzore, so even he himself is not a beine. So maybe the same word, twice. Because even achas koa tzore believe in it, he's a tzore. וכן האחד, וקיים עלו, אלו בלעב, ורבי יחד, וכעשינו נשאפיה. וחוזה, ובוהו, אוי אחד מן האחד על צורוס. So according to the רבי נתם's גרסה, and the רב's גרסה, that we are גרס לעב, so then we can be גרס. חוזה ובוהו, אוי אחד מן האחד על צורוס. So in other words, so it doesn't make any difference whether the יבני himself marries the tzore, or echod min achim marries the tzore. So according to the shlokish, the amechuyev kores, and according to the yechere, not. Masheinki, avu lipir shakuntas. Vikal sinon beese, lo ipli yalabacha. We look around and say, Rashi himself spells it out. In other words, according to Rashi, that it's an ese, so the Rashi has to be geiris, vi upo echod min achim al tzoroso. So then, the shlokish says, that Echod Nachin is Chayim. Masheinke, he himself is Yav, if he marries the Tzore also, so he certainly, even Rish Lakish is made that he's only Iveranes. And Rashi says it himself. Now, so we see that there are two Gersoids in the Gemara. One Gersoid is the Gersoid that Rashi himself has, Habua Livomo, ובו יחוד מן האחין על צורוסו. וליד הגרסה, איז בגרסה, הבו על יבומו, ובו הוא יחוד מן האחין על צורוסו. But the Rajbo says something, just the reverse of what Tesa says, עלו לרש. But it's not, it's the reverse in the longness. But the Rajbo could not say the reverse in Rashi. קורס רשי, חד אומה בעשר, וחד אומה בקורס, וכן מפיר שרד, אבל הוא חזר הרבה עובד, ומפור שפרשים לו, משום דכסיב אשר יבנה ביסוכי, ביוסך עוד בינה, ואין ביזבן, ולא בפה מכלל לעשה יעשה, ואין המחת, דור וכסיב ולא כסיב יבנה ביסוכי. It's not formulated in the form of an עשה, but in the form of a לא יזעשה, דשא לא יבנה כסיב, ואוי, then he says, all right, so that's the קשה, then we discover it. ויהי, בפירוש של יעשינון, בו הוא יחוד מן האחים. וגבי אחים, ודאי כוי ולאים, ורבי יחד. ולא ביקה, כדי זה בשמיים. So he says just the reverse, that according to Rashi's pshat, according to Rashi's girse, that we have to, that it's the essay, not the love, and what is the essay? ואי זה יחוד בבינה, בין הבינה שתי פרוטים. So then we cannot give בגי רייס, יחוד מן האחים. Because by boy echot min achin, so Rabbi Yechanan must admit that if echot min achin is boal zoroso, that he is able to love of kibish or bonoshim v'yivne, because he did the achin, they certainly refused to build up the home. Bishlei meli gabi, he himself, bim yam. So then, Rashi argues with Rabbi Tam and Rach. Where is Rabbi Tam and Rach say? That even ligabe the miyav, we say, but the miyav vis-a-vis the tzore. So it's kim shalibono, we apply kim shalibono. Rashi holds, no. After all, how can we say that we apply kim shalibono, ligabe the miyav? After all, he did what the Torah required him to do. So how can we say, apply the kim shalibono? That means, in other words, he refused to do what is proper for him. But ligabe the miyav, so he was miyav rochel. And there is another woman, the Tzore. Suppose he wanted to be Miyavim, the two of them. So he couldn't. So how can we say, now, so he has to be Miyavim, one of the two. One of the two. He decided to be Miyavim Rochel, not Leil. So in Mele, we cannot apply to him. We cannot apply to him Leibono. The Kibish Leibono should go even. So he says, so the Rajva says, that according to Rashi's Girse, the B.S.M. Adilab, so then we have to be gay race. We have to be gay race. Habo Ali Vomo, Ubohu Altsaroso. Ubohu Altsaroso. Not Achi, Achi not. Ubohu Altsaroso. Pligi Borabacha Rabine, Hadoma Bikores, Vihadoma B.S.M. Mashenke, if it's Boyahod and Achi Altsaroso, so then, Rabine would say, Lechol HaPochez, there's a lot. He won't say there is just an essay. But in case where Bohu also, then there is no lot because we cannot say, Kibish Lebono Shulayivne, but there is the essay of Baisechot the Bein and Mishibot. So in other words, so the Rashbo says that according to Rashi's Girse of essay, so he says just the reverse of what Teisa says. Teisa says that once we accept the Girse of essay, it's against love, so we have to be gay race. We have to be gay race. That is dafkachin. Dafkachin. And the Rashba says, no, we have to be gay race. Dafke ubohu. Achinach, because an achin, there is a racist. There is a racist. This is what he says. ויהוידו פירוש של גרסינם בו הוא היה מאחים דגלה באחים ודה קוי בלי יבנה רבי יחנם ולא אביקה so in other words, so you have to be gay race הוא בו הוא על צרוס so then, according to Mishlokish there is Kores according to Rabbi Yechanan there is just a Nisares and love not because he was going ובכל הסבורם גרסינון הוא היה מאחים יחד מאחים והרמב״ם זל פירש משרסי ויבום יובי עולה 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 חוותו תשינם באו מועיסה לא יצרחה ותו וגם זה נמחת מיני קרסינון אחד מן האחי אחד מן האחי so in other words if it is an essay so we couldn't be gay race אחד מן האחים but we should be gay race a lot ואוי שלא מצינו כמי שמוקים ופיר את השינות פק אחר זה בייסי אחד מן אבל רער ואו גוריס חד אומר בלב ואיברי שערך לצוסי דואב מה שלא יבנה כמי שלא יתבונו שוב לא יבנה אמר רב יהודה אמר רב צור עשית עשו תומו פסיבו כרעיץ הוי נוסו בייס נושי וזינסו האחס תחתו ויש עדין ומייס בלבוני היבי צורוסו פטורי סף נחליץ מייטאי לתומו פסיבו וניסטרו וניתמיו וניתמיו סו כרעיץ דכסיב אל תתאמו בחולל סו רשי מנשינס Rashi mentions which posik of Tume, the posik of Tume that is mentioned in Bamidbar Hei, V'yinitme. Karayis d'chsiv al titamu b'chalei. So in other words, so just as an elbow, patas de tzore, so he said to also patas de tzore. Moshe Vatchiz, Rapshim and Eimeir, he also ichlitz also nochiv shol Hishem, Priteres also, and so Yisho shol chobayu in the Sayach, and then, and Yachot came and said, Mizbayu, So the Allah is that he's them. So she got married, and then the husband showed up. So the Allah is that it's them is it. And that's it in the Rabbah. With the right say, it shouldn't be taken as them is it. With the right say, it shouldn't be taken from the second husband, because the second husband is not the husband. She's married. Her first husband didn't die, so maybe she's an Ishishish. And the Kedushin by the second husband was not Teifes. So, and even though she was Mizah, she lived with another man, but that was Bishaykik Be'enes, I mean, so the Mele, She is not a suro lebailo. But the Chachomim or Misake, the Teitzim is Emeze. Why? Because in order that she should be made a tayik, that she should be very cautious when she relies on the testimony of Nidechot. So if she knows that in case the husband will show up, so then she will be subjected to such a hardship that she will be Teitzim is Emeze. So maybe she will not remarry unless she herself will make sure that what the Idechot said is true. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misakim hits me Zemzeh. But with the Raise, she states it from the second husband, not the first husband. So the Mishnah says, Teitzim Zemzeh, Meisu, Ochiv Shol Zeh, V'Ochiv Shol Zeh, Chiltzim Lo Yav. רב שמעון אין יבי אוסו יחוץ אוסו מי אוכל של זה פיטץ פיטץ so במילה we see so the kasha l'gmor is now she is the same thing so should be a so even the sore should be a so and they are so even the rabbonon who are chilek so they are only chilek like her but not like the sore like the sore so רב שמעון אין בוסר רוצה שמוח של ראשי לדרס לחתחיל עשר עושר שאלי גישון לו שמגע ביום וכנסו רבונו is ביום דיבד אישר יום אישר נוסר איסו ששומר שמייס אל מניבה לו תחס בילו שאל יצר עושר ליאב ביום ואפילו רבונו לפליג הרב שמעון אלו בלידו אבל בצר עושר מיד איזה שיז מסיידנס and according to רב סדין so even the צורה should not be מסיידנס so אמר היי אמר לך אמינה לא חנו עשית את הרייסה So he has it in the nervo. But I'm going to say, Rabbonon midraise, she is not a soul. We buy all together. So how could she be a soul at the yom when she is muteres with barrels? With the carol of my carol. So why do you more raise the question? So, because some are called, Rabbonon can raise it. So since the Chachomim warmly saki, that for Yisho Shani says, I'll be Dechon, and Ubo Bailo. So then it states in his own Zeh, so that means Rabbonon, she is to be treated like a Seite. She is a soul even to the first husband. So Mimele called it Tikkun Rabbonon, Kind Reise Tikkun, so should not, so just as the Tzore of the Sefer de Reise, so is Asur of his Yavim, so the Tzore of the Sefer de Rabbonon is here, should also be Asur of his Yavim, and here both Rav Shimon Rabbonon say that she is Muteres Lis Yavim. Muteres Lis Yavim. Mosiv Ravashi, Nich Nisho Yime Liseitzer, Fisho Asu Yime Kedei Tume, Asur Le Beiso, Asur Lechol Bitrum, Now this, the Mishnah Seite says in connection with the Seite Sof. Now there are two kinds of Seites. There is the Seite Vadai, if two Eidim come and testify that they saw that the Yishish was Mizane. And then there is the Seite Sof, if the Ba was Mitana Lishnei in the presence of two Eidim, he said Artista Mishnei, and then she was Mister Mishnei in the presence of two Eidim. So then, the halacha is that she asur lebayil until she said my namor. Ashid my namor. And the Torah says we need milk. And this is a suffix. Why is it a suffix? Now the general rule is malkin al yichud in eisen al yichud. So if an ishishish is misyachedes in a man, so then we don't ask the woman lebayil because she's chayemes makasmardus for the isa yichud. But it doesn't establish even a suffix that she was mizan. But here the Gemara says raglai milo. And Raglaim with Bavo, Shari Kinolo Vinistero, so Mele, there is a Sophic. There is a Sophic, this kind of Yehud, there is a Sophic. And also Akosu Sophic Ivana, that if the husband is not allowed to live with her, Bidiras Vada. Let's say, suppose he was becoming Lishte, and she was Nistero, and there was no Maimamori, and then so he's not allowed to live with her, and he did live with her. But then it turned out, everybody found out that she did not commit adultery, she was not Mizane. So we don't say, inasmuch as it was found out that she was not Mizane, so Mimele, she didn't, so the husband who lived with her, after the case, there was nothing going on there. No, she was either the Isarese of the Nitnio anyway, because also Hakosu Sofik Vadat, and it's from this thing of Osa Kosu Vadat that we learn out the general principle of Sofik Turbish Sayochi, Sveikitam. So, there it says, Asura Beisav Asura, Chobitum of Vimeis, Chiletzes, Vimeis, Yabemes. Vimeis, Yabemes. Now, what is the kashe? What is the kashe of the Gemara? So, the kashe of the Gemara is, so it says Chiletzes, according to Rav, it shouldn't be Chiletzes. So, that's a riot from this Gemara. Even though Rav didn't spell it out, all that Rav said was, so I say to Asura, does he say that she doesn't get Chiletzes? And they are the Shemi, the Raive, who says, that if we say the Vada is Chiletzes, so then the Raivet is difficult from this Gemara. But the other Nishani, including Rashi, they say that the Kashi of the Gemara is based upon the premise that inasmuch as Rav says, so I say to Asur, so it's a Raivet, that there is no Chiletzes either. And here the Mishnah Zeta says, there is Chiletzes. I'm sorry, it's time and fall if they come to say it. Kotone mie Chiletzes. So Kashi le Rav. Omalacha. אמין הלוך הנו, סיגה ודאי, ואמרת לו, ואמרת לי, את, סייטה סופיק. So אינוך נאמה, רב says that it's אינוך לצס, אינוך לצס, and that's also is אסורו, לגבי סיטה ודאי. But לגבי סיטה סופיק, so in other words, So it's possible that she was not Mizane, so she's not a Seite, so it's not a Seite, so Mimele, so she requires Chlitze. Requires Chlitze, maybe she wasn't Mizane, but Miss Yavim she cannot be. Why? Because maybe she was Mizane. If she was Mizane, so then she's a Seite Vada if she was Mizane. If she was Mizane. So Mimele she is Asorim, but Chlitze she requires Misofik because maybe she was Mizane. Maybe she was Mizane. Alright. Umaish the Seite Vada. Why do we say the Seite Vada? So it doesn't require the Chlitze and the Asa the Tzor. Mishum dechsin bo tume. Seite Sofik name tume ksive. Titanya Rav Yisrin Kipari ma mishum Rav Lezer. Hamar zel kroshosei. Min amsuim asuo. Min eiras mutoret miteres. Mishum shenem arachi asha utamo. Vachachomim emrim achazu vachazu asuo. Elo maani mikayin. Achei. Evitamol Rabbi Seite Shemistero. And the Gemara assumed the Seite Shemistero means Seite Sofik. That we don't have any idea that she was Mizan. So this, the same aloche of Tumek Sivik Araya should apply this to the Sofik. Because the Gemara says here that the Ache or Tamo applies to it. So the Gemara says, my Nistero Nivelo. But my call in Nistero, Lishne Malinoka, Nivelo, Tumek Hedik Sivo, Nistero Vinitmeo. So why does the Torah have to mention it in the Posik of Ache or Tamo? The Gemara says the reason as to why the Torah has to mention it is Lemekim Alobela. Now let's see just one case. Tzora Seite on the first Rashi. Seite the Raise Shezimso Vatero Osrobo Vyat Amot we Seite the Rabolondo Min Raise Shari Shenises Alpi Vezgi Vyidecho Vyanusoi ורחמון השאל, תכסי ועדים בו, תראי, יאו איכות, וירוינית ויצו אסור, אני צריך לסור מתארץ, תזד ראש נגמור, אין סייטד הפייס, סורה שג'וס סיידר ראש נגמור, ורבון לנו לגוז רבו, כי איך אני תהיה נחשב פיר שם מישראל או אקס ונוס, ולכר לו מה קרה לו, או לא אמר אבל בסייטד הרייסי, תכסי בו תומה, כוסב הרחי לפה, חוי צי רבון כדי רייסי תקנים, ויסייטד הרייסי, ויצו אוסו, כי ויצו אוסו אסור, חנמה אבא אס רבון, צורי, ומצריך לו חליצה, ומצריך לו חליצה. Nicht so immer, ich kann nicht immer mal auf die Strömen sprechen, wie bei so, wie bei so, schon und sind so. Schraglein, wie damals, ein Kind und ein Nistro. Ich kann es sie, als so, aber immer, die Augen, sag ich, seht ihr. Mit mir und nicht, wo ich mir vorne, von Baalach, wie bei, und er hat mich vorne. Wir wollen mich ja, wenn es. Fall mir vor, ich will kann mich seht, ich will mich letztes, kannst du rab. Nam so ihm, ich nicht lache, und ich sage hier schon. Als so, ולאנזל ריש, נאירס שנסעס לאחר, ומייס מטרד לאדל ריש, הוטמו ונילו. אחר זו ואחר זו אסורו, יחסיבו איסו לישה אחר, והבעיה הנידוש נחסי, ויכול בא לו ריש נעשה שאול. ועתיס, לאו דווקא אסור, צור עשית אסור, לאו דווקא אסור, דאף יחליט זה פתור, כי נפירש בקונטרס, ודאף כסי, ודע. But the right chite is to the counter. The right chite is that צור עשית is אסור, that is יבמס, but chlitze is required even for the seite asal. Even for the Seite Asal. I mean, so the Kashi is from this Gemara. If Chlitze is required, so what kind of a Kashi did the Gemara mention from the Mishnah Seite? There it doesn't say that the Tzor is not a Tzor. It just says, in Meis Chiletzes, Lo Mis Yabemes, so that's the Kashi that is asked against the Raivet. Now, the Raivet could say, since the Kasha of Gemara is that since the Mishnah in Seite says, Nichnitzo Yimel Yiseisa, Vishua Asim Kinitum, Asur on Beisov, Vasur on Trum, Vimes, Chilatz Yisrael Yabemes. So, and it doesn't say, Vimes, he oitzor also, Chilatz Yisrael Yabemes, as many times the Mishnah does say, he oitzor also, Chilatz Yisrael Yabemes. So it's a raya that the Tzor is in Yabemes. But the Mishnah only mentions that the Seite Asal is Chiletzes Ulem Yisya Bemes. But the Tzoro is Ulem Yisya Bemes. Otherwise, the Mishnah Shnei Seite should say, Vimeis, he or Tzoro so, Chiletzes Ulem Yisya Bemes. This is how the Raivet can answer that question. There are some Rishenim who say, that it's not spelled out by some Rishenim, but one could be Midaik from some Rishenim, that some Rishenim explain the Raivet, that Enoch Nami, the Raivet agrees that according to our sugya, so doesn't even require, so So according to our sugya, so she doesn't even require chalitz. But the sugya in Seite is chilik on our sugya, and the Ravid paskens like the sugya in Seite. From some it's mashma that way. But we could answer the kasha against the Ravid by simply saying balabatish. The kasha of the Gemara is based upon the fact that the Mishnah says in Seite, v'imeis chiletzes v'imeis yabemes, and doesn't say v'imeis hi o itzoroso chiletzes v'imeis yabemes. The implication is that the tzoroso is v'imeis yabemes. That's the most kasha. But most Rishonim, they say, no, that the aloche by Tzora Seita Asuro is Tzora Seita Asuro, that means that she is not even chiletzes. She is not even chiletzes. Now, the Ravid Shita is not unreasonable at all. Because true, the Gemara says that Tumah Ksidut Arayis, so Seita is a Yino Verbo. But the Gemara Daf Chof says, Umaru Yiso, so the Gemara says, Mistabre, Chayo Trises Litafs Bevushin, So Mele, we apply the aloche kol shei neile li yibn mei neile li chitze and chayo v'lavmo, chayo v'amvese, kol maskele yivore, mitav se bevdishin. So there we apply the aloche of yish lochon yivom ahas. So Mele, and the Ravid explains the Gemore, chayo v'krisen in the litav se bevdishin, that generally it's litav se bevdishin. Mashenkin here, by seite, so generally in the hakel maybe, by seite, the bevdishin status. Even Rav Akiva is made that by seite, the bevdishin status. So Mele, here we cannot apply the aloche of koshin in the chitze. And by ourselves, why do we say that an erva chizisho doesn't require chitze? Because of koshin in the yimen chitze. So that doesn't apply to seite, because seite generally to shni seite is according to everybody. So in Mele, we can't apply the aloche of koshin in the yimen chitze. So we apply the aloche of yishlochu yivom ha'achas. So that's why the Ravid says that by seite, even though the tzor is asur. But even the Seita herself requires chlitz. All right, anyway. So this is, now this says, so as a so, la dafka so, daf mechlitzeptor, kin pirish mekuntres, vi dafke Seita vadai, avol Seita so, fit boya chlitze, kin maise bisomu, u kod ministra vinit mi obinima lo vadai aire, kin mosik likamot, avol Seita so, fit boya ksim bitume, vi im teima, vod na, nich nitzo ima li bisa seisea, asuro li beiso, asuro li trumo, vi da shino mi fere kishein, shlo ishi pomi vinit mo, tzivach, bebarach, bebeirach, li trumo, So in other words, so she's asur, so we learn out that Isa, that she's asur in the Bible, from the posik we need to know, and we apply it to say the Sophic. So how can we say that she does not have a say the Sophic, does not have a dinner verbo? Monefshach, say the Vadai has a dinner verbo. Why? Because there is Tume, the Torah mentions Nitmio, but we see that the Isa of the Nitmio applies to say the Sophic too. So she should also be an Elvo. Maybe she should be Ptua from Chlitz. V'yeish leima, v'yosra ha-kosuf alo mishim sofik, shemo nival, v'nitnio, u'leilu ha-mexif tume alo ha-vada nival. An nival. So in other words, eino chanane, there is an iser of nitnio. There is an iser of nitnio. But the iser of nitnio, the iser of nitnio is only osea, maybe she was mizane. But if Kafishmai is Gali that she wasn't his ane, then she is not an elbow. So mainly we cannot patter her. We cannot patter her from Chlitze, because maybe she wasn't his ane. So then she is cook on the Chlitze. So she has to have Chlitze. Vim teima, kim shali nichta, shem tumeo abadai, amo asuro lebeiso litumo. So why is she asuro lebeiso litumo? Vish leima, the also sofi kivada. קדום אביר גשאים, נמית מלום שייסים ולמית מלום נשקס, מה ליוח הכוסף שח סופי כוסף כבד? ולוחה, סופי כסייטה בו יחליץ. Oh, so the question is, so then it's הבריקו של ידוחתה, מה נפשך? If there is a לוחה, of also, סופי כבד, I am the whole dean of student, סופי כתום של היוחס וכתום is the use from סייטה. So it's also כבד, and ודאי סייטה, is an elbow, so סופי כסייטה, on the basis of also, also as כוסף, סופי כבד, should also be an elbow and two of Achlitz. So he says, the Davke lahachmi rosa akosuf sofiki vadai, vilo yohokim lipotro b'lichlitz. So Teisves mentions a cloud. Teisves mentions a cloud that the whole din of osa akosuf sofiki vadai is only lichumre, not likum. Lichumre we say, osa akosuf sofiki vadai. Now there are many rishenim, I think that's a Ramban shiva, that if the Baal is boa alishte, the sofik seite, so it's Chayiv Malkis. It's Chayiv Malkis for the love of the Yuchu Bailo Rishin Moshu was ich mich achte, in der Rambam ist heilig, wo der Rambam steht, in Jesus, das ist im Chaim Malkes. So this is also Lechumre. In other words, that Lechumre, as far as the Isya of Ishishisha Zinsa, Libailo is concerned, so he considered the Sefer Sofik as if she was Vada Zinsa. So he was Vada Zinsa, he is Gali that she wasn't Bizarre, she's innocent. But we have to treat her Lechumre as if Vada Zinsa. So then the question arises, if she is to be treated as Vada Zinsa, she should be Rehavo. But if we were to apply the Din of Osa Kivadai to pattern her from Kvitze, then we would apply also Asofi Kosef Kivadai Likule. So we don't apply the Aloha of Osa Kosef Kivadai Likule. Only Lechum. ולמי בפרישס ליהו דמסכולת נשמעי תקטום מקראי סיבי דום הרב היינו מוקרים רב מיכה דהות תומה לקסיבי על הלבדה אין ידלו. So he says, according to what he says, that Tumah Ksilba Arayas is based upon the Tumah that is mentioned in the Lab, but not the Tumah that is mentioned in the Yisareser V'nitneo. So then there is no Kashin. So in other words, which Yisar Seite makes the Seite into Nervo? Only the Yisar Lab of Seite. The Yisar Lab of Seite. But the Yisareser of Seite, of V'nitneo, doesn't make her into an Ervo. So Mele, where do we have the Lav? The Lav we have only Ligabe Siti Vadai. But Ligabe Siti Sofik, there is no Lav. Only Yisareser. The Yisareser does not make her an Ervo. The Ervo is based upon this Lav, not upon this.